They took up stones, therefore, to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's gospel, our blessed Lord hides himself, as we just read, thus escaping, for the time being anyway, his cross. He hid not through fear or angst, but it was not yet his hour. But there will come that hour for him, and when it is that time, he will embrace his cross as if it were some cherished and precious object. Now we, you and I, we spend most of our life just trying to hide from crosses. Even when it is our hour to receive the cross from the hands of God, and we know it to be, we continue to attempt to cast the cross from our shoulders. But Saint Jerome said that God keeps us here for no other purpose than to bear the cross. And so it is true that we cannot ever completely escape the cross. You might on one or another occasion, but you will never fully escape it. As the saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide. However, in God's most wonderful creation, he made the family. The family unit is, in the order of God's divine plan, intended to be a help, the one member for another in that family. Each member is to be a sort of support, a pillar of strength, and never a hindrance. Each individual member is to help the other to bear the burden of the day and never add weight to it. But so often, we all know it by experience, when we are dealing with our own life's problems, we find that rather than helping the members of our family, we add to their burden by our own impatience. Or perhaps we become impatient with another simply because they are suffering, and we will never admit it, of course, but we have no time for anyone's pain but our own. We cannot see, as they say, beyond our own nose. But the Catholic family is meant to help each other, to heaven by bearing one another's burdens, and to view those burdens in the light of a supernatural faith, not in the light of a natural family bond. But this requires a lot of faith and a lot of confidence. The family of Saint Therese of Lisieux, of the child Jesus, is a perfect example of what a spiritual and supernatural family ought to be. When the father, Louis Martin, became ill, he, after several strokes which he had severe memory lapses, difficulty in speaking. He had fixations in his mind, unwarranted fears, and then periods of depression and exaltation. And he always kept, for those last years of his life, a desire to run away and to hide. He would cover his face with his handkerchief as if he were too ashamed and humiliated by his condition. And at times of lucidity, he would feel his humiliation keenly. Eventually, this dementia became so bad that he would actually disappear without telling anyone where he was going. And he would be gone sometimes 3 days at a time, 24, 25 miles away from Lisieux. And it became clear at that point that his two daughters, Celine and Leonie, could no longer care for him properly in the home. They could not give him that full, constant attention that he needed. And so he was sent to what was called at the time the madhouse. And he was known to some not by his name, but by his inmate number, which was 14449. And Louis, although he suffered much, he knew too that his daughters were suffering at his expense. And this caused him all the more pain. Yet he endured all in such a way that he would never be the cause of more burden for his daughters. Although he felt humbled when he was in the hospital, losing his mind, he said, "I have always been accustomed to being in charge, and now I see myself reduced merely to obeying. But I know why the good God has given me this trial. I have never had any humiliations in this life, and I need to have some." And once when a doctor told him that they would get him better, "Most certainly, we have the cure," he said to the doctor, "So you see how he dealt with his cross. This trial of mine is a mercy. I am here to atone for my pride. I deserve the illness that has struck me down." And throughout his illness, when any service, any act of charity was done to him, he never became prideful, wanting to remain independent, do things on his own, becoming impatient with the others. He never complained, but accepted every service with great gratitude. On one occasion, his brother-in-law actually had to lift him up and place him in his wheelchair. A humiliation, to be sure. But he looked at his brother-in-law and he said to him, with all the meaning and good intentions in his heart, "I will repay you in heaven." This attitude of the father in bearing his crosses surely helped his family to bear their trial. It always does. But still, they suffered a great deal. Celine, the one who watched him the most, would be overwhelmed and discouraged a lot of the time, and just when she was needed most, Leonie left, and Celine was all alone to take care of her father, and she felt it too, abandoned, left all alone. But when Celine and Leonie went to the hospital for the first time to see their father, they saw him in his uniform, and it says that their hearts sank. Celine wrote, "Leonie and I said nothing. We were overwhelmed and shattered." Thérèse wrote herself that words cannot express our grief, and she referred to those days of her father's illness as dark days of exile. And to make it all worse, there were the gossips of the town. They said, and it was often in their very presence, that had the daughters not been so selfish and left their father's home, he would not have ever been in this state of health. The daughters, as well as the father, bore all with courage, together, writing each other with words of encouragement, praying for one another, reminding each other every day of the kingdom of heaven, that they will one day, should they be faithful, they will all be in heaven together, and that is all that matters. But first, we must make it through this trial. How did Saint Therese herself deal with this pain? Remember, as a child, she was a very sensitive soul. Well, as a child, she often studied her father's countenance in order to understand better the countenance of God. When she looked at her father's face, she saw goodness, kindness, love, providence. And it made her realize that God has all of those perfections to an infinite degree. And now, she found that when she looked at the imprint of the holy face of Christ in his passion, that same image was to be found on her father's humiliated and hidden face. She simply looked to the holy face and realized that just as our Lord was blindfolded and veiled in his suffering, so her father must be veiled in his suffering, hidden away, that his face might one day shine in heaven. Therese and her sisters understood that they understood the way to bear this bitter pain by viewing it under a supernatural light. But what about you, your family? How well do you do when the cross enters your home? Do you view it in the light of supernatural faith? Or do you look at it in some naturalistic way? Do you try to cast it off? Or when God sends you a cross and you know it is that hour, do you try your best by God's good grace put it on your shoulder and carry it together? Families today struggle. Today, we are bearing burdens that have not been experienced in generations. Not only is the church in eclipse, but now all of society is changing. We are telling, some families are even saying, to their family members, out of fear, stay home from Mass, lest you get ill. They've forgotten the point of it all is not to stay healthy, it's to get to heaven. Come to Mass, the family members should be telling one another. Will they be the ones telling them, their family members, to go and receive the injections? A most harmful thing, to be sure. But we are to be the ones to encourage one another, whereas we often become the occasion of downfall for our family members by encouraging them to seek the easy way out. But to conclude, God put you in your family, and every one of your family members were meant to live together in this world and to get to heaven together, to work out your salvation together. How do you do this? By always keeping your eyes heavenward. Never lose sight of heaven because of the trials of earth. Trials of earth so often cloud our vision. We must look up. Pray together. Assist at Holy Mass together. You have busy schedules, but we have many Masses here on offer. Encourage one another to bear the cross and to look at them with a supernatural attitude. And when things get too overwhelming, What can you do but turn to the holy face of our Lord, who when his hour came, no longer hid from the cross, but embraced it willingly at the hands of his Father? This is what families do. They get each other to heaven by bearing their crosses together. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.